I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories, our award-winning history series with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
June is Pride Month, and we have an incredible story to bring to our listeners today.
In 2018, Jack L. Kaufman was interviewed for the OutSouth LGBTQ+ Oral History Project. He was interviewed by grad student Adriana Sisko. Jack talks a lot in this interview about being gay in Lexington in the 1960s, the 1970s, and 1980s. But throughout the interview, he talks a great deal about his partner and husband of over 50 years, Dr. Teddy Richardson. In fact, it was his optometry job with Lexington Clinic that brought Teddy and Jack here to Lexington in 1968. There are so many amazing and important stories throughout this interview, but one story about his partner stood out to me.
Teddy was an optometrist, and Teddy was designated to become the president of the state association. I would actually go to, he had continuing education meetings every single year. He had to get renew his license, and I would go every single time, but I was his technical advisor for his office. If anybody asked, I would advise him and this, that, and the other thing. They had a Saturday night live band and a gourmet meal, you know, so they wait on you, you know, at the hotels, often the Hyatt or the Marriott in Louisville or elsewhere. And they would have a Saturday night event for dinner at 5, or drinks at 5, dinner at 6, and dancing at 8. And I would always go, always. We never shied away from it. Anyway, Teddy was installed and I was in the background hiding but watching as the president-to-be for next year, and he had 1 year being president-to-be. And during that time, somebody decided to tell them that Teddy is gay, so he shouldn't. So they went to him and asked him to step down, that they didn't really want a gay person to be and president of the state association. This was in the 80s, mid-80s. And Teddy cried. It broke his heart. And Teddy also could have done them a lot of good. But however, when we went to that next late April continuing education and had the dinner and dancing, when they started doing the live band and dancing, Teddy and I looked at each other. I said, you know, they know you're gay, so why not? So we got up and we danced. In the mid-80s, in front of...
Were people reacting that way?
Oh, God, yes. Totally. People were stunned and shocked. And we didn't care because they already knew. There was nothing they were going to do. And they already hurt them. And they hurt themselves more than they realized. 5 or 6 years ago, we were on the 4th of July in the Sound Bar, one of the gay bars in Lexington. In fact, it was just opening up then. And we went to that bar. We had never been there before. Teddy was on his scooter. He couldn't walk well at that point. And an extremely attractive young man in his early 20s came up to us and said, I know who you guys are. And we said, well, you got us because we haven't got a clue who you are. He said, my daddy told me all about you guys at the optometry meeting, dancing in front of everybody. He said, my daddy is Dr. Such and Such. And said, oh, yeah, of course I know him. And he told me all about how you, and he said, I admired that, and that helped me so much, you can't even imagine. It helped pave the way for him to be gay in his family. Wasn't that a beautiful thing for him to tell us?
That was definitely a very powerful story.
It's amazing how small acts of activism can make such an enormous difference. So much has changed, but there is still so much more work to be done.
And these interviews are available online?
We have over 55 interviews in the OutSouth Project, many of which are online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.